broadcaster from way back, 3WZ days and many things. Ken, now let me turn the microphone over to you and let you say hi to Harry this morning.
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Ken.
Good to see you, Harry. I didn't realize.
Let me shake your hand. I haven't seen you in a little short while.
It's been a while. Yeah. You know, I was just telling Charlie Hall, I put you up there on the same pedestal as John Rivers, who I thought was one of the greatest broadcasters ever to come down the pike. Really, you're truly the gentleman of radio broadcasting.
Yeah.
They don't make them like you anymore.
Well, I've had a wonderful... I've had a ball, Kenny, and I've enjoyed doing what I've been doing. Since.
It's a wonderful career broadcasting. Okay. I got into it when I was 7. I was Charlie Hall's control operator back in 1947.
How?
He was doing the Coburg Dairy Riddleman.
That's before I even got here.
Yeah. So I've been doing it all
the time. Well, I've known you for so long. I don't remember when we first met, but it's been a long, long time, Harry.
And I wish you a lot of luck in your retirement, but if you're like me, you don't want to retire too much.
Yeah, that's
true. You got to keep going.
Well, I understand retirees that they've suddenly realized that they're more busy than when they were
working for themselves, or otherwise,
you know.
And with your exchange club at the fair and your state guard.
Yeah.
By the way, the Carolina Centennial Military Group is going to be here this weekend. I didn't know whether you knew that or not. The WLI is hosting them from all of the original 13 colonies.
Uh-huh.
It's a centennial militia. The old guard is going to be in town.
Oh, yeah.
So you might want to
get with them. I will.
In fact, there's going to be a reception tonight at the WLI Armory at 7:30, and I personally invite you to come if you'd like and meet
people. Well, I'll certainly do my very best, Kenny Goodman, to do that. And I want to thank you for being a part of our broadcast.
Well, let me thank you.
It's a pleasant surprise that I saw you tell me.
Well, when I read in the paper this morning this was going to be your last broadcast, I said, I've got to get over there and wish him well.
I'm glad you were able to make it.
Thank you, Harry. Lots of good luck in your retirement.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.